Shiloh 2019. Breaking limit. This is the first Shiloh hour for Shiloh 2019. Lift up your hands before the Lord and begin to magnify Him. Begin to glorify Him. Begin to adore Him. Magnify His holy name. Worship Him. Worship Him. Worship Him. The mighty hand of God has brought you to Shiloh 2019. And here you are at the first Shiloh hour. The Lord God of heaven is going to give to you today the first kind of testimony. The type that you have never seen before. Lift up your hand before Him this morning and just magnify Him. Just glorify Him for what God has in store for you this morning. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Give Him praise. Glorify Him. Glorify Him. This is a morning like no other. Magnify His holy name. Magnify His holy name. Jesus, we glorify Your name today. Almighty God, we magnify Your name today. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, for the deluge of rain of blessing that have started falling since yesterday. Almighty God, there is none like unto You. You have called us this morning into Your banqueting hall. Our eyes are on You. Our eyes are on You. Our faith is alive to draw from You this morning. Reach out to each one of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Place your expectation before Him this morning. What is it that you desire from Him? This first morning of encounter, lift up your voice and place your expectation before Him. Register your expectation this morning. Register your expectation this morning. The Lord God of heaven is reaching out to every one of us this morning, at this first morning in Shiloh 2019. Let Him hear your voice. Let Him hear your voice. Let Him hear your voice. God does not make any mistake. He has brought you for a definite encounter this early morning. Those who seek Him early, they find Him. You are seeking Him early this morning. It will be found of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every expectation shall be converted to testimony this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Is the Lord hearing your voice? Is the Lord hearing your voice of expectation? Oh Lord God of heaven, unto You we have come this morning. Thank You, our God and our King. Blessed be Thy holy name, O Lord God. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. This morning is your morning. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put those hands together for Jesus as we receive the choir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will make my life Your dwelling place. I will build Your throne in my heart. Come, Holy Spirit.
Holy Ghost, we call on you today. Come and do it again, yes.
Do it again.
You are the same yesterday, today and forever. Open my eyes, Jesus.
Jesus, good morning, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for the first day of this Shiloh Prayer Hour. I'm ready for an encounter with you on the prayer altar this morning. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Shiloh 2019. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. Amen. Good morning, everyone. Shiloh Prayer Hour is a moment where you are given the privilege to stand before your God and present to him the desires of your heart. And you have come this early morning to take advantage of God's timing
for such things. O Lord my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, and my flesh longed for thee. In a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. You are going to see his glory. In the morning, afternoon, and in the evening will I cry, and thou will hear me. You have this morning session advantage to go before the Lord. But we are very conversant with this prayer answering God. The aspect we have not been able to explore adequately is that our God is a question answering God. God's ways are higher than God's acts, because his ways are ever in command of his acts. When you know his way and you go that way by faith, you have committed God to confirm his word in your life. He made his ways known unto Moses, Psalm 103, verse 7, and his acts to the children of Israel. He made his ways known unto Moses and his acts to the children of Israel. What must I do to inherit eternal life? That young lawyer asked Jesus. And he answered him, because there is what to do to arrive at anything you desire. There is always what to do. A discovery of what to do guarantees the delivery of your desire when you do so things. So we serve a prayer answering God. We serve a prayer answering God. If anyone lack wisdom, let him ask. If any man lacks understanding of which way to go, to lay hold on what belongs to him in Christ, let him ask. The labor of the foolish wearies every one of them, because he knows not how to go to the city. After the death of Saul, David asked from the Lord, which of the cities of Judah should I go? 2 Samuel chapter 2 and verse 1 to 4. And the Lord said, go to Hebron. He made a demand on which way to go. What most of us need today for a change of story is knowing which way to go to arrive at the next level. Today, God will make his way known unto you. God will make his way known unto you. God will make his way known unto you. The step into your next level will open up today. So we are not just praying, God, come and do this. We are praying, God, what must I do? Maybe you have prayed a long time over certain issues. It's time to ask, what must I do? We threw up 3 days of prayers among the staff in our church in those early days. Why is this church not growing? The answer came from heaven, and the answer is still answering up till now. It's time you made demand of God which step to take. Father, thank you. What are you saying? This is the place. That's more than God. Come and move us somewhere. That gives you assurance of faith. This is God saying. God will answer you by a voice today. God will answer you by a voice today. Because our realm of no limits, we answer to knowing what God is saying. The next right step to take, the next right turn to make, to arrive at the next phase of God's plan for your life and for my life. Without prejudice, therefore, to demanding for God's intervention in one area or another, let us demand for God's direction into our next level. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
Can I hear your amen?
Amen?
What plan do you have, Jesus, for this year? Plant me 5,000 churches. Next level. You have gone around that mountain long enough. You are due for a next level. And in Jesus' name, by his voice of direction, you will live here knowing which step to take into your next levels. No limits means you are not there yet. Breaking limits means there are next levels ahead of you. And the next step to take, it will come to pass. Sarah demanded for divine intervention, and God had her at Shiloh. Whatever you demand of divine intervention, heavens will hear you today.
Yeah.
There is no barren woman that will return from Shiloh barren.
Yeah.
There is no battered life that return from Shiloh battered.
Yeah.
There is no oppressed life that will not be free from Shiloh.
Yeah.
Stand to your feet. You have 30 minutes to stand between you and God and engaging on the prayer altar. In Psalm 57 and verse 2, you cry in the morning. He won't hear you in the evening. He will hear you in the morning. Whatever you cry unto God for, whatever questions you are genuinely asking, and we cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. Demand intervention, you will have it. Asking questions, the answers will come. No one lives here without a touch and without a voice of direction coming his way. Begin with thanksgiving. Lift up your two hands. And thank you, Jesus, for bringing me down here early this morning. All over the world, wherever you are. We serve not only prayer answering God, we also serve a question asking God. We serve a question asking God. Shall I go up? Would you deliver the Philistine into my hand? Go up, he answered. Every time David asked a question, God answers like fire. He answers. He answers. Arise and depart, for this is not your rest. This place is polluted. Arise and depart. Many have overstayed at one spot. You can make demand for the next step forward, the next way forward.
You can take any position that you want. You may kneel if you please. You may sit before the Lord and make your demand. Whatever you demand of the Lord today will return with you for a testimony. If there is any item on your prayer expectation card, you can take it on right now. I serve a prayer answering God. I also serve a question answering God. I serve a prayer answering God. I also serve a question answering God. I serve a prayer answering God. I also serve a question answering God. Is somebody praying the prayer that must be answered? Everybody pray. Wherever you are around the world this hour, the God of Shiloh is around. Shiloh himself said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest." You have 9 more minutes to go. You must return with answers to your prayers and answers to your questions. Answers to your prayers and answers to your questions. Everybody pray. Let's stand to our feet this morning as we begin to appreciate God. The prayer answering God, you believe it hard, you begin to return with those issues with thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus, for showing the way forward for me this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for answering my prayers and for answering my questions. You can lift up your two hands in appreciation of this prayer answering and question asking, answering God. Give him thanks and praise from the depth of your heart. You'll never be found at the same spot anymore. You'll never be stranded in the journey of life anymore. New day, new dawn is now your portion. Come and celebrate him. Magnify him. Give him glory. Give him praise. There is no one like Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. There is no one like Jesus. The answer is coming. The answer is dropping. The answer is coming. The answer is dropping. It's dropping right now. God has heard somebody this morning. God has heard your outcry this morning. Come and celebrate him. Magnify him from the depth of your heart. Thank you, Jesus, for answers to my prayers. And thank you, Jesus, for answers to my questions. Give him glory and praise. In the name of Jesus. For everyone with a Father in heaven, your answer is here. Your demands for his intervention is settled. The answers to your questions are beginning to drop. Before the third Shiloh prayer hour, you are swimming in answers. You are swimming in answers. In the name of Jesus. Prayer answering God, you're worthy of our praise. Prayer answering God, you deserve our praise. Question answering God, you are worthy of our praise. Question answering God, you deserve our praise. Now, let's celebrate him together a few minutes this morning. Come and give the Lord a big hand.
Answering God, you are worthy of praise. Prayer answering God, you deserve our praise. Prayer answering God,
you are worthy of praise.
Prayer answering God,
you deserve our praise.
You are my question. Whatever I ask, you surely answer. Whatever I ask, you surely answer. Your ears are not deaf, Jehovah God. Your ears are not deaf, mighty God. Hey, question answering God. Jehovah is your name. Yahweh is your name. Hey, you're my question answering Jehovah. You're my question answering God. When I answer, you surely lead me through. Question answering God.
Praise the Lord. Now, many of us are not appearing as if God has heard you. Can I tell you something? Every prayer that does not end with thanksgiving has no guaranteed answer. I'd like you to appear before your Father with confidence that he has heard you. How many truly prayed this morning? Are you sure you are praying to a living God? You are not crying unto Baal, who may have gone on a journey, or who is chasing after someone. You are praying to the living God, ever-present God, the God of Shiloh. Amen. Prayer answering God, you are worthy of my praise. Amen. Go ahead.
Prayer answering God, you are worthy of praise.
Prayer answering Jehovah, you are learned at worthy God. You are learned at worthy Jesus. You are ascended of days. Mighty man of war. Question answering Jehovah. Worthy, 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 worthy. You are not worthy of praise. You are not worthy of praise. My heart give you all the praise. My heart give you all the thanks. With a shout I give you praise. With a shout I give you thanks. My prayer is with you. Celebrate your faithfulness, O God. Celebrate your mightiness. I give you all my glory, Jehovah. I give you all my praise. You are worthy, 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 worthy. Pray as we go. You are worthy, 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 worthy. Pray as we go. You are my question answering God. You will show me the way to go. You will direct my path. You have answered my prayer. You will lead me the way to follow. Hey, question answering God. You are my question answering God. Worthy, 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 worthy. You are not a worthy of praise. You are not a worthy of praise. With a shout of praise. With a shout of praise. Jehovah is your name. Jehovah is your name. I wave my hand. I say thank you, Jesus. I wave my hand. I give you all the praise. Worthy, 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 worthy. Question as we go. I give you all my praise. I give you all my touch. With a shout of victory. With a shout of victory. You alone are worthy of praise. You alone, you alone, you alone, you alone. I celebrate you, Jehovah. Prayers we go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Eli simply said to Hannah, "The Lord God of Israel granted that which you have requested." And then she stood up and ate bread, and her countenance was no more sad. Whatever you have prayed on this ground today, according to your inheritance in Christ, is delivered to you for a testimony. Therefore,
If we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit. Shiloh 2019 shall be a mountain of voices. To everyone who cared to walk in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day and I heard. You can't hear except you're in the Spirit. Somebody, the only break time, we just, God